It's the state of Victorian greyhound racing and the stories behind the sport. This is RSN 927's Off the Leash.
Yes, let's talk some greyhound racing on this Tuesday afternoon. And George Ferrugia joins me once again on RSN Central. Good afternoon, Georgie.
Good afternoon, Matty. As I said earlier, welcome back, mate. Hope you had a good break.
I had a fantastic break, George. Port Douglas, 29 degrees each and every day. I don't think I saw one drop of rain. The water is, well, it's as warm as the air outside, to be honest. It was a difficult thing jumping on the plane to come home, but then I remembered that I get to talk to you on a Tuesday afternoon. So
you brought me back.
You
were going good up until that last sentence, mate, but no, all's well.
Hey, I did manage to watch the Million Dollar Chase over the weekend, and the Vicks, they finally got it done. I had a chat to Brendan Purcell a little bit earlier in the program as well. And McInerney, he becomes the latest million-dollar greyhound.
He does. And you know what, Matt? We were really keen on him, all of us, weren't we? We thought he was well-drawn. And, you know, he finished favourite in the race, incredibly. Zipping Kyrgios, obviously. Gatlin was a greyhound that was well in the market early. But I think what people did was recognise that his record from inside draws was pretty good. I think, not that Brendan purposely put people off the scent when he said, I'd rather be drawn out wide, but as I said, if you had a look at his record at the Meadows and Sandown from inside draws, yeah, it actually run very, very fast. And the key to him was just getting enough early speed to get into a good enough position. And that's exactly what happened. He was too strong in the run to the line. He held off an absolute superstar in Zipping Kyrgios by a quarter of a length, but he had to run 29.50 to do it, which was a new PB. And that's what I liked as well. He had three runs at Wentworth Park. This was his grand final. He timed it perfect. And congratulations to Brendan Purcell and to trainer, to owner Noel Mugovan, of course, who lost his sister, Mary Mugovan Brown. And there's nothing anyone can do to bring family members back. But that would have been a real nice thing for them, for that family to happen. And it's not even just about the prize money, Matt. When you win big races like that as an owner, it's something you remember, you talk about with your family, you can celebrate with, and I'm sure the Mugovan family will be very, very proud. Noel does a terrific job as a breeder. He's had a good run in the last, say, 5 years with his line, and it all reached the apex, taking out the Million Dollar Chase.
Yeah, well said, Georgie. I did hear Noel speaking, and you're dead right. He did make the comment that it's not just about the money, as good as it is, and clearly it is a lot of money in a million-dollar chase that's up for grabs, but it's about winning these big races and the thrill that comes with doing that. And you know what, George? It was a terrific race, too. Often in these big feature races, if you get the favourite drawn box one, can shoot to the front, and it's almost a bit of a non-event. It's over after the first turn, but that wasn't the case. They had to chase down He's on Fire. They did that, and when they came around the final bend, I must admit, I thought Zipping Kyrgios was probably going to go past them, but he was very tough.
Yeah, he was. And McInerney's certainly not a weak greyhound, because we all know how strong Zipping Kyrgios is and probably going to end his career over 600 metres, to be fair. So he had to pull out all the stops to win the race. As you said, He's on Fire, who we expected to lead. And the two greyhounds drawn against him got into a really nice position. The outside runners never really got into it around that first corner. They were off and gone. And yeah, look, you're right. It was a terrific spectacle. We were starting to get a little bit worried. We're very proud, us Victorians, when it comes to winning nice races. And there had been four previous million-dollar chases. And I said Shimmer Shine was the greyhound who got the closest, running second to Good Odds Serrata in the inaugural running of it. So for a Victorian to win it is absolutely fantastic. So, again, congratulations to all involved. And I'd say it was a huge night of racing, Matt. It wasn't the only big feature event on the card.
I'll get your thoughts on those other races as well, Georgie. But just in terms of what lies ahead now for a greyhound like McInerney, we had Brendan Purcell, as I mentioned on the show earlier, and he mentioned that the owners had discussions already with TAB around a Phoenix slot and what that might look like. And then also there's another invitational race, the Top Gun, which is on the horizon now. He has to literally just wait for a phone call to be invited into that race. Do you think he's a chance of getting a run?
Oh, he'd have to be, especially if you talk about winning big races. Now, it doesn't officially hold a Group 1 status, because it's a race that you need a couple of years to get to that level when you first start these million-dollar races. But, you know, you'd have to consider McInerney for sure. And he ran third in the National Sprint Championship as well. So he's got form. And that's the flow-on effect, Matt, when you win nice races like this, because then you come into the minds of Tabcorp to say, you know what, he's got a great record at the Meadows. He's proven it on the big stage. Why not, you know, him be our representative for the big race on December 18th? So, you know, all these things open up. And now all of a sudden, if he's in the race, he tries to become the first greyhound to win 2 million, Matt, incredibly. Mm. And he becomes the 11th greyhound to win 1 million. And I just think it's just a matter of time before we get one greyhound getting up to 2 million and possibly three. And that's how good the prize money is. The levels are going on at the moment. And, of course, there's a little greyhound called Rauschie's Fast. He's probably got a little bit to say about all that as well.
Isn't that extraordinary, George? If you think back maybe, I don't know, 10, 15, 20 years ago, the thought and the prospect of a greyhound winning two races, and that alone would just about give them the prize money record here in Australia. Like, that is an extraordinary thing to think of.
It is. And I remember back in 1998 when I was working for a greyhound racing newspaper all long ago, showing my age, there was a greyhound called Rapid Journey, Matt, who pretty much won every Group 1 on the calendar, and he had the prize money record at $530,000. So if with inflation and the amount of prize money won, he would have absolutely smashed $1 million and would have been very hard to beat in races like the $1 million chase. So I think that is the pure highlight to how far this sport's come in terms of prize money, because that dog, he won everything. He really did. Mm. And he only won $530,000.
Yeah, as everyone is aware, obviously RSN 927 do have a slot in the Phoenix, so we have to keep our cards a little bit close to our chest, Georgie, but I'm not ruling out giving Brendan a ring after the program and just sounding out the interest, what sort of deal they're doing with Tab. This is the sort of thing that goes on with these slot races now, the wheeling and dealing.
Is that there is going to be a roundtable meeting very, very soon. I'm not sure if you're going to be present as well to discuss...
Well, I hope so.
Where RSN might be heading, mate. So I'm looking forward to that.
Well, if I'm not involved at the table, I hope you are, Georgie, because we need your insight in selecting our greyhound for the Phoenix. You mentioned some of those other feature races there, Wentworth Park on Million Dollar Chase night.
Yeah, look at the Hallinan family. We're so close to try to win the Million Dollar Chase, but they left watching their greyhound Zipping Orlando make it 8 starts for 8 wins. And $74,000 in prize money, and $29.65 at Wentworth Park. He'd previously got a PB of $29.53. When you talk about serious greyhounds, this is a really serious dog, because the times are right there in group company already. And as I said, he's been doing it from some tricky draws. He had box 7 in the semi, 5 in the final. Connections have already said that at the same age, he's better than Zipping Kyrgios, which is incredible. And I think we'll see him down south for some of the big races. Sometimes when they're just young, Matt, you don't want to rush them too much. I think this greyhound's racing with so much confidence, and he's going to have to take the step up eventually. And when you've got races like the Melbourne Cup and these types coming up, you can almost have a free throw at the stumps here. And I think that's what's going to be happening with Zipping Orlando. He is an extreme talent, and we just hope he can continue on.
So you're telling me, I just want to get the market up here for the Melbourne Cup, Zipping Orlando. What price can I get Zipping Orlando in the Melbourne Cup this far out? In fact, we'd need to request the runner. So.
I think you'd be getting long odds. Oh. Only because, you know, he'd be taking on dogs who are bona fide, you know, like the Rauschie's Fast, these type of greyhounds who have been there and done that. But he walks in with a little bit of bravado, this dog. His tail is up. He's a greyhound that races with a lot of confidence. If he doesn't lead, he can still win. He's as strong as an ox. They believe he'll go further in his career, 600, perhaps 700, and that's pretty scary. But the way he's racing at the moment over 500 metres, he's a greyhound to look out for. Of course, we had the Sydney Cup as well, and incredibly, we keep mentioning this fairy tale story of Super Estrella, Matt, because I think her first 10 or 11 group finals, she didn't win one of them. She placed in a whole heap of them. She was thereabouts, as we keep mentioning, and now she looks so dominant. I mean, she beat a greyhound that we did touch on, Ariane Bale. Watch out for her. She's going to be really good over the distance. She's already got a very fast PB at the Meadows, and the Wheelers have got a star there over the 700 metres. She was beaten two and three-quarter lengths by Super Estrella, who is just racing at such an incredible level over the distance. beginning, racing with confidence, and they haven't been able to catch her. Her prize money is pushing towards $500,000, which is incredible. So, again, congratulations to all involved on what was a super night of racing there at Oilers Park.
Yeah, Super Australia. She tops the market in just about all of those feature-staying races in the back part of the year, certainly looking or shaping up to be the one to beat. Speaking of being the one to beat, George, no surprises really with the Adelaide Cup. Wow, she's fast. Who's already qualified for the final. She's the $1.60 favourite. When we spoke last week, I think she was $2.30, and we were sort of discussing that might even represent some value. Well, qualified, that's been slashed, and now they've got to fight for a spot to actually get into the final to take her on.
Yeah, it's probably not nice to think that she's waiting for you, but this is Greyhound Racing, just like all of the three codes. Things happen. She could draw off the track a little bit, and if she dwells, you can't do that against good dogs. But if she can draw one, two, or three, $1.60 is about where she's going to be, even shorter. There's no doubt about it. Obviously, breaking Aston Rupee's track record in an incredible performance. And I don't know if you've seen the footage because you're away, but they had the camera inside the boxes, and it gave you an insight on how far she's come. Because for early days, Cal said she can barely be hit or miss at box rise. She's getting straight down, not really moving, nailed the start. When she starts doing things like that, Matty, watch out, because she's clearly the fastest greyhound in the country.
Yeah, I did see that footage, George. I found that absolutely fascinating. I know it's hard to get a read on these greyhounds, especially to an untrained eye like mine, but there was something about her in the boxes. She looked like she was so hungry to get out there and race. You could just tell from looking at her in the boxes that she was the one, couldn't you?
That, you're right, and that's what, I wish we had some footage of Fernando Bale like that, because he sat really still and nailed the start 9 times out of 10. And if she can bring that to her repertoire, which she has more recently, that's what makes her so hard to beat. I mean, she was beatable early in her career because she was still learning her craft and was probably maybe a little bit over keen to get out. And you would have seen some other dogs in the boxes, Matt, that they might be hopping a little bit, just trying to get out, just a little bit too antsy. She's turned into a bit of a pro now. And as I said, if you add that to her blinding speed and the fact that she's impossible to run down, you've got something really special, obviously.
Yeah, she looked like a boxer heading for a world title fight. And she had the look in her eyes, Georgie. And boy, oh boy, she's an exciting greyhound. And, you know, probably the face of the sport right now. And hopefully she can continue on her merry way in the Adelaide Cup, and then look forward to seeing her in Victoria for some of the big races in the back part of the year. Let's head off 34. This is RSN Central. You're with Matt Nevitt this afternoon, and we've got George Ferrugia on the line for Off the Leash as we discuss everything and anything in greyhound racing. And, Georgie, we've touched on Wow She's Fast, who is going to be tough to beat, clearly, in the final of the Adelaide Cup, but there are heats this Thursday at Angle Park. Let's quickly go through them, if you don't mind. And the first of those heats is race 3 on the program. Stout Manelli's the $2.60 favourite. Zara's Ivan's also in the market too.
Yeah, Stout Manelli obviously getting the job done in his match race last week. But I'm pretty keen on Zara's Ivan if he can bring his A game. He's a terrific sprinter, and I think he can get the job done at $2.70. Stout Manelli's obviously racing very, very well. I prefer him over a touch longer, but that's why I think if Zara's Ivan can find the top, he might be very hard to run down in the first of the heats.
Second of the heats, you've got joint favouritism. Mobile Legend is at $2.40, and so too is Fernando Mick. Mobile Legend's drawn box 1, Fernando Mick's drawn box 8.
Yeah, another dominant heat for the Victorians. They've got the three favourites here. Look, I think Fernando Mick will be hard to beat off the pink. Mobile Legend is a terrifically talented chaser. And if he brings his A game, there's no doubt there's not much between them. But I just think Fernando Mick might have the edge here from the draw. He's a greyhound that takes a few strides to get going, but then when he does, he needs a little bit of room and he just takes off. And I don't think the box draw is that bad for Fernando Mick.
The third heat, Paddy Wants Pat from box 7 is the $1.40 favourite, George. Is that a bit short, or is Paddy Wants Pat definitely the one to beat here?
Yeah, absolutely. That's about right. He probably might be even a little bit shorter. He's been racing against very, very good greyhounds in top class, and he comes up against, with all due respect, I mean, it's a good field, but it's not a great one. Just the sort for Tony Brett's, I think, won over 200,000, but doesn't seem to be racing well. I think Paddy just wins easily.
Photo Man's been a terrific greyhound as well, George. $1.45 favourite in the fourth of the heats from box 2.
Yeah, look, a group winner, very, very good greyhound. He's up against a good local greyhound in Russia's Roar, who returned back to form after having no luck in that derby. Who told Shorty for Brendan Purcell? He's a greyhound that's certainly got some talent, but you'd think Toto Man with an ounce of luck early would be incredibly hard to beat.
The fifth heat's a little bit more interesting on paper. Zippy Tesla's the $1.80 favourite from box two. Giants Flash from box four is at $3.10. And then it's $4.60 if you like Hilltop Jack for David Gill.
Well, I think if one of the local greyhounds were to win, and we were really keen on Giants Flash in that match race last week, and he was the one that ran second fastest behind Wowshee's Fast. He's such a good greyhound, Giants Flash, and racing so well. And you get an opportunity with Zippy Tesla because he doesn't begin all that well, Zippy. Absolutely powers to the line. But I tell you what, Giants Flash is certainly not weak to the line either. So if he can get out with a break, he might be the one to beat. That's where I'd be wanting to play at around the $3.10 mark, Giants Flash.
Team Daily also have the favourite here in the sixth heat, Dusty Berbsky from box one, $1.33. George, Melly Magic from box two is at $3.50. And then for Brendan Purcell, Call Me Buster is at $10. But Dusty Berbsky, all the rage here in the final heat.
Yeah, and he's one of those greyhounds that's able to utilise the good box draw by getting into a really nice position early and then just taking off. His acceleration's great. At his best, he's a 29.10, 29.20 greyhound at Sandown Park. And that's probably all you need to know for Dusty Berbsky. So you get an indication here, Matt, if a couple of these favourites win, it's certainly not a fait accompli for Wowshee's Fast. And as good as she's going, they're still going to rely on a really nice box draw. That's not to suggest for 1 second that she couldn't win the race if she drew 6, 7, or 8. But it would make it interesting if a couple of these odds-on pops got through, because it'll be a terrific final.
Yeah, so just looking at the all-in market again for the Adelaide Cup. So we've touched on Wowshee's Fast. She's the $1.60 favourite. Dusty Berbsky's at $6. Paddy Wants Pats at $6. So too is Photo Man. Zippy Tesla at $8. And then you're up to $15 if you like anything else, George. Is there anything that represents value in the all-in markets?
I'd have something small on the local greyhound Giants Flash, because I think he's just racing really well and he's at $15. Of the others, perhaps Zara's Ivan, because I'm keen on him this week and he's at $21. But if Zara then draws up against some of these other greyhounds, he's going to need a lot of luck. He's just a rung below the absolute stars. So probably not too much other value there, apart from the ones we mentioned, Giants Flash there and Zara's Ivan.
All right, Zara's Ivan and Giants Flash may be representing a little bit of value in the Adelaide Cup from an all-in perspective. And Georgie, heats of the Great Chase kick off this week as well.
Yeah, they kick off provincially over a large array of tracks. And, of course, the qualifiers will go into a semi-final stage at the Meadows, with the final being run in October. Now, apart from the fact that there's $47,000 to the winner, which is like a country cup prize money status level, the good thing about the Great Chase is it gets community groups, including those that look after the disabled, the most underprivileged in our society, are able to attach themselves to a greyhound. And if that greyhound wins a certain amount of prize money, they get a percentage of it, which goes back to their facilities, you know, either building a pergola or whatever it is, a barbecue area. And I just think it's what greyhound racing does really well, to get the community involved. If you go to the Meadows on Great Chase Day, it's a fantastic day. We haven't been able to do it, obviously, because of coronavirus, and you get a really good crowd out there for people. And it's a great community feel. It's something the Meadows do fantastically well. And we should get some very, very good greyhounds engaged. It's for greyhounds that have won between 1 and 5 races, Matty, and they've got to be Vic bred and Vic trained. So really looking forward to the Great Chase series. We'll go through them as they go along and those results transpire. And once we get to a semi-final stage, we can really sink our teeth into it.
Yeah, Greyhound Racing Victoria's brought in a lot of great initiatives in recent times, and this is certainly another one of those, Georgie. In terms of other features that are on over the next couple of weeks, what have we got our eyes on over the, you know, sort of looking beyond the next 7 to 14 days?
I think we'll start to work out a little bit more about some names that start popping up for the Phoenix, for sure. And then it won't be too long before we turn our attention to the Top Gun and the Top Gun Stayers events. So they're going to be two absolute rippers. Well, I mean, I know we're still a month or so away, but that'll start coming into the back of our mind. So really looking forward to those. And, of course, we've got some big racing in Adelaide. I think everyone now in the greyhound industry, and then those that aren't in the greyhound industry, are just glued to the TV every time Wowshee's Fast goes around. So that's where we're going to stay. I get questions asked all the time about how quick she is, you know, when is she racing again, and they're the type of game changers in the sport that we really need.
No, I couldn't agree with you more, George. And for those that are out there listening that might not be Greyhound followers, that don't know the sport all that well, if you want to know how good this Greyhound is, try and get to the track and watch her in action as well, because when I saw her at Sandown earlier in the year, she blew me away with just how impressive she was. And there's a reason why she's being talked about in that sort of, you know, in that sort of way as a Greyhound that can bring new people into the sport, because she's got genuine X factor and she is seriously fast. So hopefully, George, she stays at that level for as long as possible.
Well, the Greenos still shake their head about her ability, and I think that tells you everything. They've been in the game for decades, have been successful trainers, being at the top of their game, and even they still get excited by what she can bring to the table, which is, it's fantastic that they can get rejuvenated like that with such a special talent.
Good on you, Georgie. We'll catch up with you tomorrow for your look at the Meadows.
No worries. Talk then, mate. There